up in Rhode Island. You guys unfortunately come up a little short, 21-9. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, you know, I think it was an introduction for the CAA for us, right? Like Rhode Island's a really good football team playing them at their place. You know, you go back and look at the record we talked about last week, they're tough to beat at their place, and they proved that on Saturday. You know, it kind of came down to we had a lot of good things that came from the game, a lot of positive things. At the end of the day, I think we were one of four on fourth downs, and they were one of two on fourth downs. And at the end of the day, we've got to be able to finish drives and be able to get in the end zone. And then we can't give up the explosives. You know, offensively, we got to finish the drives, and defensively, we allowed the quarterback to run into the end zone twice, which you can't do in the CAA in any place winning football games. We got to eliminate those pieces.
Obviously, a big momentum swing of the game was the four downs near the goal line at the end of the first half, and then Rhode Island's able to come out and score on the opening drive of the second half. Just talk about that stretch as you've gone back and looked about what happened and how big of a swing was that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just, you know, we're a young football team and understanding to be in those moments. You've got to be able to finish drives, and it's a mentality. It's not a play call, it's not a design. It's a mentality. And that gave us a great opportunity. We want to have that mentality. Obviously, we didn't prove that on Saturday in that spot. Our actions didn't show that. And we've got to get better at that piece. It gives us some film to be able to watch, and our guys are going to be challenged by that. And I think they're going to come out and respond this week.
Defensively, as you said, other than the explosives, you held Rhode Island 12 first downs, only 259 yards. You had five tackles for loss. What did you do well on that side of the ball?
Well, I think it kind of goes both ways. I don't think it's just one side of the ball. When you play about 52 snaps of defense, it allows you to play pretty good defense because you stay fresh in a lot of those places. And so I think a lot of times we give credit to one side of the ball, and I think it's holistically a team spot in that piece, right? So if you limit teams' opportunities to be able to score points, that's going to allow you to play best by stat, be able to play better defense right there. But I thought our kids ran to the football really well. I think we stopped the run. I think we gave up 107 yards rushing right there. So anytime you're about the 100 yards rushing, that's going to give you an opportunity to win. But you know, we got to be able to eliminate the explosives, which ultimately hurt us on Saturday.
You made the switch to Mike Chandler at quarterback, and he did engineer a TD drive for you. I think he finished with 56 yards passing, and he was able to run for 41. Just talk about the switch and what you felt like Mike gave you.
Yeah, it wasn't a switch. It was just putting another guy in there to play football. You know, at that point, we hadn't gotten some life in us offensively and just trying to be able to create a spark. We know Mike had been in the game, you know, in our two quarterback package system that we've done already. And so, you know, it wasn't a switch. It wasn't an adjust. You know, it was just an in-game adjustment to try to get the guy in the game to be able to give us a spark on that spot. You know, Mike gives us a slasher kind of at the quarterback position that does some good things. And he did some things scrambling the football that made somebody play 11 on 11. And Chad did a great job. You go back and look at the film. Chad did some really, really good things, made some really big throws. We had a third and 21 situation that Chad makes a great throw to the field that allows us to get down there and kick a field goal early in the ball game. And so it wasn't a switch. It wasn't a swap. It was just getting another guy in there to see if we can add a spark to it.
You were able to move the ball at times with both of those guys, as you said, just unable to get to the end zone a few times. What are some of the things that focus to try to maybe finish some of those drives?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be able to do those things during the week. We've got to have a mentality to be able to go finish. We've got to take pride and we go finish stuff. And so you got to train that piece. We want our guys to fall back to their level of training, and we've got to make sure they connect to the training that they're getting during Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, how it shows up and how it correlates on a Saturday in that spot. And so yesterday we do not it and it clips every single week. And so we took our it and not it clips, and but then we also pulled practice films of the similar situations that they got in on Saturday and how we responded well during the week in those and how it showed up on Saturday and how we didn't respond well during the week and how it showed up on Saturday in both those scenarios. Because we got to connect our guys to the dots of that practice and how you train, it matters on Saturday.
Finally, get a home game on Saturday, which I'm sure you're excited about after being on the road for three straight weeks. The opponent is Stony Brook, a team that is 2-1 in their first year under their new head coach. As you started to break them down, what are some of the challenges they'll present for you?
Yeah, first off, got a new location to play. We hadn't done it here before, right? And so got to make sure we understand where we're going in that piece. And so, you know, they're a really good football team. They've got two wins in a row. You know, Coach Gosch done a great job there. Those guys have great confidence. You turn on the film, it's a football team that plays their tail off, offensively, defensively, special team. And the thing that he's got them doing right now is that they believe that they can. And when you're trying to turn a program around and be able to switch the narrative and the culture, belief is more powerful than anything in that spot. And so, you know, this is going to be a big challenge for us. A team coming in here at home, we know this in the CAA, you got to be able to win at home. You got to make it where it's hard to come into our place and be able to win. And this is our first opportunity to defend our home field. And we got to be able to make sure that we're focused on those pieces, because this is a team that's coming in. They're playing really hard, playing really fast, and playing with a lot of confidence.
How much I know coaches don't make excuses for anything. You play the schedule that you play, but how much has the 3 weeks on the road, do you feel like that's taken a toll on your bunch at all?
Absolutely. I mean, anybody that tells you it doesn't, they're a liar, right? I mean, your week is basically over from a preparation standpoint on Thursday, and Friday is a whole travel day. Like for instance, like the Rhode Island game, when we got home, I got back to my house about 3:30 in the morning. On that day. And so, yeah, absolutely. It takes a toll. That's why winning on the road is so hard. You know, in that piece doesn't make an excuse. Everybody's got to do it. But it does provide some difficulties and some challenges. And that's why winning on the road is tough. It's not because it's a mental piece of it. And so that's why we're excited to be able to get home and to be able to get some rest underneath us, our staff, our coaches, our players getting rest back underneath us. And I think they're excited to be able to play in front of the home crowd this week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. After this long stretch on the road, how excited are your guys to be able to play in front of their people at home, fellow students, and their fans?
Absolutely. I mean, they're excited about that piece. You know, the community is doing a great job here. They're really supporting our program, and it's going to be an opportunity for our players to see that support in the flesh on Saturday. And, you know, it's always fun to play in front of friends and family. Really hadn't gotten to do that. I mean, the closest, you know, you're talking about Western Carolina, that's still a 5.5 hour drive from this area, and Liberty's 3 hours, and then Rhode Island's obviously Rhode Island. And so haven't had a ton of those pieces, and it's always better to play in front of people that you love and that you care about. It just makes you play a little bit harder, I think.
Before I let you go, just maybe give me a few keys to your team having success on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it goes back to, you know, we got to have create explosive plays. You know, for us offensively, we've got to be able to operate in space and be able to make plays in space. And, you know, we weren't able to get that done. We had one explosive on Saturday. They had five. That was a big turning point in the game. And for us offensively, we're not a ground and pound. We got to be able to run the football, but we got to create space with our speed on the perimeter. And I think that's something we got to be able to do. And then, like we already said, defensively, I think we're playing some really good defense. We got to stay locked in and eliminate the explosive play. Because like you saw on Saturday, the explosive play is what hurt us in those spots. And so at the end of the day, we got to be able to focus on us. And it comes down to communication and how we train in those spots.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. And I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. That concludes our CAA Football Weekly.